Hi. It's not a very warm welcome. What am I doing? I'm reading. I found the bookshelf. I couldn't help myself. You guys have quite the collection. Finn didn't tell you I was coming, did he? Yeah, I'm not surprised he forgot to tell you. His memory's not too great. I'm staying here for a few days. My parents kicked me out. I'll let Finn fill you in on the details. He witnessed the whole thing. He actually tells it better than I do. Anyway, he said I can stay here for as long as I need. Is that okay? With you, I mean? Well, yeah, but you and Finn are roommates. It's your apartment, too. You should probably have a say in things like this. If you want me to go, I'll go. Okay, cool. So, where is Finn, by the way? No, he said he was gonna pick something up from the store, and that was like 2 hours ago. And I haven't heard from him, so I was thinking maybe you would know. I should know? You're the one that lives with him. I'm sorry, what? No, you got this totally wrong. No, Finn and I are not dating. No. Did he tell you that we're dating? Well, you assumed wrong. We're just friends. Don't me. We're friends, that's it. No, I've never thought about him that way. He's cool and all, just not my type. Trust me, he feels the same way. I'm not his type either. Isn't he into, like, ballerinas? All three of his exes were ballerinas. It's true. The first one was when he was like 7, so it hardly counts, but the other two, also ballerinas. Can you picture me in a tutu? So, what are you doing back so early? Finn said you probably wouldn't get back till late. That sucks. Why'd your friend cancel? Think of it this way. Now you have a totally free night. You can do anything you want. The options are endless. Hey, no. That is not the right attitude. You're not supposed to choose sleep. You're supposed to choose something fun. Excuse me. No, I am not suggesting you go graffiti something or get a tattoo. Is that really all you think I do? You have a lot of assumptions about me. I am suggesting that, first of all, you put your stuff down because it looks like it weighs a ton. Then, I suggest you change into your pajamas and we watch a movie till Finn gets back. Because I'm bored. And if we watch a movie, we don't have to struggle to make small talk. Doesn't that sound fun? Yes, you could sleep, but then you'd be leaving me, the guest of honor, all by myself. Where is your hospitality? Get changed, I'll find a movie. What did we just watch? Yeah, but aren't comedies supposed to be funny? That was just... I can't even think of a genre that it actually fits into. It's no wonder I've never heard of it before. I found it on Netflix. I probably should have read the reviews first before I subjected us to it. Sorry. Oh, Finn's back. Finn, did you get lost in Walmart again? Because that was 4.5 hours. He snores. Did you know Finn snores? Of course you did. I've been friends with him for 6 years, and I had no idea. Just tune it out? Is that a serious suggestion? Has that ever worked for you? That's what I thought. What? No, I cannot go back in there. It's like falling asleep to a bulldozer. Please, I need to sleep here. Yes, with you. I mean, not with you, but in your same vicinity. Please. I solemnly swear not to draw a mustache on your face while you sleep. Not with permanent marker, anyway. So, can I come in? Nice room. I like your posters. What's this thing for? Ah. So. Well, I won't keep you up. You can go back to bed now. I'll be fine on the floor, thanks. I think I have a better chance of falling asleep on the floor here than on the couch right outside his bedroom. Pillow, blanket. Okay, good night. Found out where Finn was, by the way. Booty call. Dead serious. And guess with who? A ballerina. I couldn't be more serious. Ow. Nothing. I just can't seem to find a comfortable position. Good job renting a place with hardwood floors, by the way. Ouch. My spine. Ow. Nah, I'll be okay. I've slept worse places. Like a barn? Yes. The hay bale was actually pretty comfortable. It was the smell that sucked. Well, basically, I used to live in, like, the middle of nowhere, and my family had a farm. What? You laughed. What's funny about that? You can't picture me on a farm. Ladies and gentlemen, another assumption. What makes you think you know me so well? Hey, I've only seen you around a couple times. Before the movie earlier, I'd spent maybe a total of 15 minutes with you, ever. And here you are, thinking you've got me all figured out. Oh, okay. So, where do you picture me? If you don't picture me on a farm, where do you picture me? You've obviously thought about this. You know, I don't think you hate me as much as you let on. I think you're just worried that I'm gonna steal your wallet or something. You have good reason to. I mean, all you know is that I got kicked out of my parents' house. I didn't do anything wrong, though. Anyway, I was telling you about my night in the barn. Yeah, so we had chickens, and one of them got attacked by a raccoon. And so the chicken... Shh, just listen. And so the chicken, her name was Betsy, she couldn't walk very well. And I was scared she wasn't gonna live. So I slept in the barn for a few nights to make sure she was still breathing. Yeah, she healed up fine. But not long after, we had to sell her and all our other chickens. Because my parents wanted to move. My back hurts. Even when I lay on my side, yes. You should really get a rug. What? Are you offering me the bed? Seriously? Well, that's very generous of you. I'm touched. That leaves you with the floor, though. You might wake up crippled. If you insist. Wow. Now that's more like it. What does it look like I'm doing? I'm hanging upside down. Okay, but after lying in at least 20 different uncomfortable positions, this is the first one that hasn't made me crazy. Besides, this way, I can see your face while I talk to you. Even if it is making me a little dizzy. I am lighting a cigarette. You need to stop asking what I'm doing and simply use your eyes. Then I am going to smoke the cigarette. Unless you don't want me to. It is your room. You don't like me, do you? You don't know me, but you don't like me. You just don't like that I smoke. So if I quit, then will you like me? I've been looking for a reason to quit. Nah, the impending destruction of my lungs isn't reason enough. Hey, you took my cigarette. Killjoy. I think the snoring's getting worse. You really need to do something about that. I don't know. Like, keep a drawer full of earplugs. Wait, I have an idea. No, you like this. I know I have them somewhere. Ah, here we go. Earphones. We can drown out the snoring with music. One earbud for you, one earbud for me. It's not a bad idea. The wire isn't gonna reach you, though. You're gonna have to come up here. Okay, so, any song requests? I might be able to find something. Okay, how about this? What'd you say? Are you asking why my parents kicked me out? I don't want to bring the mood down. Nah, I don't know. I mean, it's not that big of a deal, but basically, well, first, my mom and dad were fighting, and then I made the mistake of getting involved. And I brought up my mom's affair. No, that's the thing. It wasn't even a secret. A while back, my mom had this affair, and my dad knew about it, I knew about it, but we all just pretended it wasn't actually happening. It's like my parents wanted to live in this fantasy world where everything was fine, and I don't know. But they still fight all the time, and I brought it up, and they didn't like that, and one thing led to another, and they kicked me out. It's really not that big a deal. I mean, I didn't even want to be there anyway, so I like it here much better. A lot better.